One Theme at a Time, a one theme only podcast of the WKU Modern Languages podcast series. Today is April 17th, 2006, and this is episode 6. I'm Melissa Stewart, professor of Spanish at the Department of Modern Languages, and I'll be your host today. Remember that every episode of One Theme at a Time is archived in the WKU Modern Languages podcast series website at www.wku.edu/modernlanguages/podcast-series/. Today in Pardon My French, the 6th episode of One Theme at a Time, we'll talk about some interesting expressions that involve another culture or another language and are used in different countries around the world. All right, let's all be honest. I imagine that if you live in the United States and speak English, there's been a moment in your life when you have used the expression, pardon my French, to cover up a word that maybe you should have not used in the first place. Okay, maybe you have never used it, but you can't tell me that you haven't heard it when listening to other people talking. I knew it. So now tell me, have you ever thought about the origin of that phrase? Or even better, have you ever wondered what French has to do with saying an inappropriate word in English? Well, we did, and decided that the best person to explain the expression to us was a French person.
Okay, now the expression, pardon my French, I have never heard in France. Okay, I heard about that the first time when I went either to England or came to the States. And to me, it sounds like that's something someone will say when they are about to say something really unexpected in conversation, either something rude or something, you know, aggressive, provocative, but something that the other person in the conversation is not expecting. So it's not, to me, it's not a very positive expression, and it's not very flattering either.
So imagine our surprise. No reason whatsoever for an expression that could even make some French speakers feel, well, not so happy with our reference to their mother tongue. This little discovery made us start thinking about other expressions, in addition to, like, pardon my French, used in other cultures or languages to justify a situation or describe an event, an action, or as the Argentinian writer Julio Cortázar would have said, a happening in their lives. That's the case with a phrase used this time by the French that doesn't think twice about what a Spanish cow may feel.
When somebody doesn't speak a language very well, like, let's say German, you say, oh, he speaks German like a Spanish cow. Il parle allemand comme une vache espagnole. And it just, you know, it just means that he doesn't speak German very well at all. I have no idea why a Spanish cow, but, you know, I've always heard that expression ever since I was a child, but I don't know why.
A common denominator among cultures is the reference to another language as a tongue that sounds the strangest and most incomprehensible. While in English we say, that's Greek to me, to express our inability to understand an idea or a concept or in reference to a difficult topic, in France they find Hebrew more impenetrable.
Another expression I could think of is, like, for instance, when something is really complicated for you and you don't really understand it. In French, we say, oh, c'est du chinois, that's Chinese for me, or we say, c'est de l'hébreu, that's Hebrew for me. And I think it's simply because Chinese and Hebrew are two very complicated languages, you know, quite simply. So by analogy, when something is really hard for you in math or whatever topic you don't understand, you just say that to express the fact that you're completely lost and you don't understand a thing.
While we see Greek and Hebrew as the languages beyond understanding for English and French speakers, in many Spanish-speaking countries, the equivalent expression is, me suena chino. That sounds Chinese to me, in reference to something that is unknown by the speaker or that doesn't have any meaning whatsoever. While we couldn't talk to somebody from China to find out what language they find most difficult to understand, we did speak with a Japanese woman who showed us that maybe the Japanese are a little bit more politically correct when creating idiomatic expressions.
When Japanese people hear something incomprehensible, we say, 外国語みたい, meaning that sounds a foreign language. Until the end of the 19th century, Japanese people had never contacted people from different culture. So at that time, for Japanese people, there was no distinction of different languages. The distinction was only two, between Japanese people and non-Japanese people. So still, even right now, Japanese people hear something different, something comprehensible, rather saying that sounds Chinese, that sounds Spanish, but simply telling that sounds foreign language.
Another common phrase used in English involves yet again French culture, and that's our infamous French kissing, something that, as we have learned on the internet, one needs to master to be successful in romantic encounters. Or should we say to be a good French lover? Think twice.
Okay, now you're asking me about your origin of the expression French kiss. I am French and I have no idea. I can guess that maybe, you know, because French people are supposed to be passionate lovers and, you know, they love to kiss. That's certainly true. But I have no idea. I really don't know why it's called a French kiss. I would like for someone to explain this to me, as a matter of fact.
Still on this French theme, we need to present you with a useful expression used by Germans when making arrangements at hotels.
In Germany, if you go to a hotel and you want a double room, usually there are two beds, single beds, and they're pushed together. And if you want one big bed, what you ask for is a French bed, a Französische bed.
Very interesting. Something that might come in handy if you go to Germany. This is all for today. We hope you have enjoyed Pardon My French, Episode 6 of One Theme at a Time. Please feel free to write to us with your comments on this podcast. Our email address is modern.languages@wku.edu. This podcast has been produced by Immaculada Bertusan and Melissa Stewart, April 17, 2006. All rights reserved. Department of Modern Languages at Western Kentucky University.